He's just 17 and hard to please. She steps on the scene like a gypsy queen, and she's looking at everybody.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
Today we're bringing you an elementary lesson, and this is a really important one if you work in an office.
That's right. So if you work in an office, you are probably going to need something like supplies.
Right. So today's lesson is called Office Supply Checklist. So supplies are things you need every day to do a job.
That's right. So it includes things like pens, papers, and of course, markers.
Mm-hmm. And we'll take a look at those in the dialogue today between Max and Jess. Why don't we have a listen?
Sounds good to me.
Dialogue first time.
Jess, can I borrow your stapler and some staples? I can't find mine anywhere.
Of course, Max. Also, do you want some pens or markers? I just got some new ones.
Sure. Pens are always handy. Oh, but do you have any highlighters? I'm running low.
I've got them in every color of the rainbow. Which would you like?
Yellow, please. I've never been a fan of the other colors.
How boring. Well, if you need any other supplies, like post-its, folders, or stationery, I've got plenty.
Wow, everything on your desk is so neat.
You think that because your desk is so messy. Wait, no wonder you can't find anything.
Dialogue, second time.
Jess, can I borrow your stapler and some staples? I can't find mine anywhere.
Of course, Max. Also, do you want some pens or markers? I just got some new ones.
Sure. Pens are always handy. Oh, but do you have any highlighters? I'm running low.
I've got them in every color of the rainbow. Which would you like?
Yellow, please. I've never been a fan of the other colors.
How boring. Well, if you need any other supplies, like post-its, folders, or stationery, I've got plenty.
Wow, everything on your desk is so neat.
You think that because your desk is so messy. Wait, no wonder you can't find anything.
So we just heard a dialogue between Max and Jess, and Max begins by asking Jess, "Can I borrow your stapler and some staples?"
That's right. So stapler, you might have already seen this word before. A stapler basically is that kind of object that you use to put your papers together.
Right. Yeah. If you have many papers, you know, it's messy. So you have to make them, you know, together, attach them together. And you first need staples. Right. The staples go into the stapler, right?
Exactly. So the staples are those little metal pieces that help attach your papers together.
Right. Every office, pretty much every desk, I think, should have a stapler. Because so if you print a lot of papers, you need to keep them neat. And that's a word we're going to see later. Now, the reason that Max is asking Jess is because he can't find his stapler anywhere.
That's right. So Jess, because she's a nice coworker, says, "Of course you can borrow mine. And also, do you want some pens or markers?"
Mm-hmm. So pens, we've seen this word before many times. When you write your name on a piece of paper, you use a pen or pencil.
That's true, but pens are permanent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So blue or red pen. As a teacher, I use a red pen when I'm correcting my students' papers.
Markers are a little bit thicker than pens. So the most common place that you see markers is for whiteboard markers.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you use these whiteboard markers to write things on boards.
If you have a teacher, especially an English teacher, I like to use markers on a whiteboard because you can erase them easily. But Max chooses pens, right? Because they're always handy.
So handy. Handy just means that it's useful.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So something that you can use and is also convenient, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Like, for example, my house is very close to the bus stop. It's very handy. It's convenient because I can catch the bus very quickly from my house.
That's right. So handy, you can use this for, let's say, a situation or for an object as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like also my smartphone tells me when the bus is going to come. So my smartphone is also very handy.
All right. And since we're talking about handy items, highlighters are also very handy.
So highlighters are just like markers, but they're clear when you use them.
That's right. So highlighters, we use this when we're studying maybe, or maybe when we are reading. And we use this to mark important information mm-hmm. because it will change the color, but we can still see the word.
Right. If you use a marker for that, you can't see the words. But highlighters, it just highlights it. It makes it so you can see it better. And in this case, Max asks her about highlighters because he is running low.
Running low, this is a really useful word. It means that you don't have many of this object left.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like for example, again, if I can talk about my house, I like milk. And today, my milk is almost finished. I'm running low on milk. I don't have much left.
That's a really good example, actually. Something else that I'm running low on is shampoo.
Oh, shampoo, yeah. Oh, also, when I was driving here, I saw that my gasoline in my car is also running low, so I better go to the gas station.
Because Max is running low on highlighters, Jess tells him, I've got them in every color of the rainbow. Which would you like?
Oh, so he has very many colors, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. You also said running low on. When we use this running low, the next word is on something, running low on highlighters. So how many colors does she have?
She actually has 7 colors.
Wow, she has so many colors. I only have 1 or 2 colors of highlighters, probably.
But you know what? I'm a colorful person, so I like to have shirts in every color of the rainbow.
Interesting. Well, I think I'm a little bit more like Max because, you know, I've never been a fan of too many other colors.
Be a fan of here.
Yeah. What's the meaning of that? A fan? Like when you're hot, you need a fan?
No. So to be a fan of something just basically means that you really like something. So for example, I could be a fan of a band.
Yeah. Like a singer or somebody. You're a fan of a movie star or something. But we can also say fan for things that we like. Anything at all, really, right?
That's right. So I could say I'm a really big fan of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. I'm a fan of pizza.
Okay, who isn't?
Yeah, for sure. But I'm not a fan of cold winter days.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of cold winter days either. They're quite boring.
Mm-hmm, and that's what Jess says here. She says, how boring.
So this is an expression that we use to show our feeling about something. For mm-hmm. example, I could say, how boring or how scary.
Yeah. If I went on a really fun trip to Paris, my friend might say to me, how exciting. Wow, that must be exciting.
Or if you're listening to this right now, you might say, how useful.
Yeah, for sure. It is very useful. In any case, Jess thinks Max is a little bit boring because he doesn't like other colors. So she says, if you need any other supplies like post-its, folders, or stationery, I've got plenty. So lots of words here. Let's take a look at the first one, supplies.
Right. So you heard this one in the beginning, supplies. These are basically the objects that we use at work that help us do our job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you go to a supply store to buy supplies. And we spell it like this, SUPPLIES, supplies. So for example, post-its.
Post-its. I love post-its. So these are kind of these small, yellow, sticky pieces of paper that you write your notes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always see these in an office. But these days, I don't see so many because people use their smartphones for writing memos or notes, right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another one is folders.
So folders, these are really handy. We normally put all of our papers in this so that all the papers can be nicely separated.
Yeah, separated. Good. Like, I always use a folder when I put papers into my bag because it keeps the papers clean. Now, the next word is stationery.
Stationery. So this means all of your kind of writing tools. So it could be pens, markers, and paper.
Yeah, and to say this word, you can say it stationery or stationary. Although I think stationary is a little more common in the USA and Canada.
Just something to be careful of, the back of this word, stationary, it's spelt with an E-R-Y.
Mm-hmm.
So with the E-R-Y, it means paper and pens. But if I change this to A-R-Y, it would actually mean standing still.
Yeah, so that's a different meaning. So just be careful about the spelling there. So in this case, stationary means papers, pens, pencils, and if you're sending a letter to somebody, envelopes.
That's right. And Jess has got plenty of all of this.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Not plenty. What does that mean?
Plenty means a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Like enough, but actually more than enough.
That's right. So I could say, I've got plenty of food, so please have some.
Yeah, we usually use this when we want to give something to somebody. Like, oh, I have plenty. You have some. Or I don't need any more. I have plenty.
But here, Jess has plenty of supplies, and it looks like everything is very neat on her desk.
Right, so we heard this word before, neat, and the meaning here is kind of like clean, but a little bit different, right?
That's right. So neat is the opposite of messy, and messy is exactly what Max's desk is.
That's right. So if you have lots of papers, pens, pencils, and they're everywhere on your desk. So like, for example, if I can't see the desk, if it's just paper everywhere and pens everywhere, that's messy. But in this case, Jess is very neat.
That's right. So her desk is probably clear and you can probably see the table.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So Max thinks Jess's table is neat. But Jess says, you think that because your desk is so messy.
That's right. And she says, wait, no wonder you can't find anything.
Right. So because Max's desk is messy, like there's probably paper everywhere. He can't see the desk. He can't see things. Maybe he can't find things because of that. And like you said, she says, no wonder. Now, what does this mean? No wonder.
No wonder. No wonder just means that I don't even have to guess or think about this. I know the answer now.
Mm-hmm, right. When you find the reason to something and it's not really surprising. It's not a surprise to you.
That's right. So I could say there is so much snow outside. It's no wonder that you were late.
Oh, I was late? Well, I was almost late because, yes, there was snow last night. So I had to drive carefully and slowly.
We also commonly use this at work. So for example, if I look at Connor and say, hey, Connor, you're looking a little tired.
Well, that's because I didn't sleep much last night.
No wonder you look tired.
Right, so that's the reason.
All right, so that brings us to the end here. But there is a lot of vocab in here, so why don't we listen to that again?
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Jess, can I borrow your stapler and some staples? I can't find mine anywhere.
Of course, Max. Also, do you want some pens or markers? I just got some new ones.
Sure. Pens are always handy. Oh, but do you have any highlighters? I'm running low.
I've got them in every color of the rainbow. Which would you like?
Yellow, please. I've never been a fan of the other colors.
How boring. Well, if you need any other supplies, like post-its, folders, or stationery, I've got plenty.
Wow, everything on your desk is so neat.
You think that because your desk is so messy. Wait, no wonder you can't find anything.
Dialogue, second time.
Jess, can I borrow your stapler and some staples? I can't find mine anywhere.
Of course, Max. Also, do you want some pens or markers? I just got some new ones.
Sure. Pens are always handy. Oh, but do you have any highlighters? I'm running low.
I've got them in every color of the rainbow. Which would you like?
Yellow, please. I've never been a fan of the other colors.
How boring. Well, if you need any other supplies, like post-its, folders, or stationery, I've got plenty.
Wow. Everything on your desk is so neat.
You think that because your desk is so messy. Wait, no wonder you can't find anything.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue again between Max and Jess. Now, Lisa, do you have a stapler?
I do, actually, but Like Max, my desk is really messy, so I can't find it right now.
Ah, I have a stapler too, and it's very handy, but I can't find it either.
Well, at least I know where my highlighters and markers are, so at least I can write things.
Right. You know, I do like post-its and markers and highlighters, but I'm more a fan of the smartphone, so I like to use my smartphone for memos and things like that.
That's true. It is 2018, so I guess most of us do things on our phones.
All right. What about you guys? Do you have markers or highlighters in every color of the rainbow? What about your desk? Is your desk or your bedroom neat or messy? We look forward to seeing what you say, and until next time, we'll talk to you later.
See you then.